Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, November 22nd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Acts chapter 23 in verse 12 and we'll go through the end of the chapter. The next morning, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. More than 40 men were involved in this plot. They went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have taken a solemn oath not to eat anything until we have killed Paul. Now then, you and the Sanhedrin petition the commander to bring him before you on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about his case. We are ready to kill him before he gets here." But when the son of Paul's sister heard of this plot, he went into the barracks and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has something to tell him." So he took him to the commander. The centurion said, "Paul, the prisoner, sent for me and asked me to bring this young man to you because he has something to tell you." The commander took the young man by the hand, drew him aside, and asked, "What is it you want to tell me?" He said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul before the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of wanting more accurate information about him. Don't give in to them because more than 40 of them are waiting in ambush for him. They have taken an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him. They are ready now, waiting for your consent to their request." The commander dismissed the young man and cautioned him, "Don't tell anyone that you have reported this to me." Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, "Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide mounts for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix." He wrote a letter as follows, "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency, Governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him, but I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found that the accusation had to do with questions about their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed of a plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him." So the soldiers, carrying out their orders, took Paul with them during the night and brought him as far as Antipatris. The next day, they let the cavalry go on with him while they returned to the barracks. When the cavalry arrived in Caesarea, they delivered the letter to the governor and handed Paul over to him. The governor read the letter and asked what province he was from. Learning he was from Cilicia, he said, "I will hear your case when your accusers get here." Then he ordered that Paul be kept under guard in Herod's palace. Just for fun, I Googled how far it was from Jerusalem to Caesarea, and today it would take you about an hour and 25 minutes in a car, but we all know that Paul did not travel in a car. He was escorted there by the Roman commanders, and the study Bible notes say this about the incident. The Roman commander ordered Paul sent to Caesarea. Jerusalem was the seat of Jewish government, but Caesarea was the Roman headquarters for the area. God works in amazing and amusing ways. God could have used any number of ways to get Paul to Caesarea, but he chose to use the Roman army to deliver Paul from his enemies. God's ways are not our ways. Ours are limited, His are not. Don't limit God by asking Him to respond your way. When God intervenes, anything can happen, so much more and so much better than you could ever anticipate. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading the most beloved Psalm, Psalm 23. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And now let's turn over to the book of Nehemiah. Today we are reading Nehemiah chapter 11. Now the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while the remaining 9 were to stay in their own towns. The people commended all the men who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. These are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem. Now some Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants lived in the towns of Judah, each on his own property in the various towns, while other people from both Judah and Benjamin lived in Jerusalem. From the descendants of Judah, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, the descendant of Perez, and Messaiah, son of Baruch, the son of Kol-Hazai, the son of Hazaiah, the son of Adiah, the son of Jehorib, the son of Zechariah, a descendant of Shelah. The descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem totaled 468 able men. From the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Messiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jeshua, and his followers, Gabai and Salai, 928 men. Joel, son of Zikri, was their chief officer, and Judah, son of Hashenua, was over the second district of the city. From the priest, Jediah, the son of Jeorib, Jachin, Seraiah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, supervisor in the house of God, and their associates who carried on work for the temple, 822 men. Adiah, son of Jehoram, and the son of Peliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, and his associates who were heads of families, 242 men. Amishai, the son of Azrael, the son of Azai, the son of Meshulamoth, the son of Emer, and his associates who were able men, 128. Their chief officer was Zabdiel, son of Hagidolam. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, Shebathai, and Jozabed, two of the heads of the Levites, who had charge of the outside work of the house of God. Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the director who led in thanksgiving and prayer. Bakbukiah, second among his associates, and Abda, son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. The Levites in the holy city totaled 284. The gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their associates who kept watch at the gate, 172 men. The rest of the Israelites, with the priests and Levites, were in all the towns of Judah, each on his ancestral property. The temple servants lived on the hill of Ophel, and Ziha and Gaspa were in charge of them. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Mika. Uzi was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the singers responsible for the service of the house of God. The singers were under the king's orders, which regulated their daily activity. Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was the king's agent in all affairs relating to the people. As for the villages with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its surrounding settlements, in Dibon and its settlements, in Jekabzil and its villages, in Jeshua, in Molada, in Beth Pelet, in Hazar Shuel, in Beersheba and its settlements, in Ziglag, in Mekona and its settlements, in El Rimon, in Zora, in Jarmuth, Zanoa, Adullam, and their villages, in Lachish and its fields, and in Azekah and its settlements. So they were living all the way from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The descendants of the Benjamites from Geba lived in Michmash, Aijah, Bethel, and its settlements, in Anathoth, Nob, and Ananiah, in Hazor, Ramah, and Gittaim, in Hadid, Zeboam, and Nabalat, in Lod and Ono, and in the valley of the craftsmen. Some of the divisions of the Levites of Judah settled in Benjamin. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Missions Monday, and so we want to remember our friends at Community Grief Ministry. Their mission is to enhance the quality of life for bereaved adults who face the challenge of rebuilding their lives without their loved ones. And they provide individual, couple, and family grief counseling. And so we want to pray alongside them for their ministry and for fruit there, and also for all those who are grieving whom we know. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for the ministry of community grief support. We pray, Lord, for them as they've had an increase in the number of clients that are coming in for bereavement care. We pray, Lord, that you would give peace that passes understanding and resurrection hope to each individual as they contemplate life without their loved one. I pray, Lord, that you would not allow the evil one to kill, steal, or destroy, that you would not allow people to suffer with guilt over a loved one's loss or with feelings of anger. Lord, help them to process their grief in light of your Holy Spirit's love and comfort. We also pray, Lord, that Community Grief Support would be able to continue to provide the important services and that the needed staffing and financial resources would come. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to read your word, and we thank you, Lord, for a community of believers who contend together for the sake of the gospel. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.